Welcome to Infinite Love Podcast. My name is Kate. In today's episode, I want to talk about the magic of life. This healing journey, I mean, all of it. Life in general, the lessons, the reflections, the love I feel within, the love that's outpouring from me. It's as if I'm just filled with magic, and magic's all around me. And sometimes it's hard to describe because it's such an amazing, beautiful new energy within me and all around me, and it just vibrates through me. And the other night, I went to bed, and I was doing my prayers and self-reflection, and I couldn't sleep, but yet I felt so rested. I'd roll over and ask Alexa, "What time is it?" I'd get the times. And every time I asked, I just remember waking up thinking, I feel like a kid the night before Christmas, all excited for what's to come. And I have no idea what's coming. But it's not even like I'm focused on that. It's more so the joy, the inner joy that's beaming through me. And even though sometimes there's those hard moments and days, a little chaos that goes around you, because nothing's perfect. But I always find myself balanced. Once I do that self-reflection, once I ground myself and tell myself, I got this. Nothing can break me. And I recenter myself, and then I'm right back there in that moment with all this magic around me. It's so consuming and beautiful, and I still have no idea what's to come, but it doesn't even matter. I hold no expectations. I just wake up every morning, I'm grateful, and I choose to have an amazing day. And I will say this, because I've had conversations about this, that, oh, you can't have a magical day. You can't have just a perfect day. No day is perfect. And that may be, but even in moments where I mentioned could be chaos, I just choose to be happy. I choose to remain positive and grounded because that changes everything around me. It might not change those that are in the chaos, but I choose to remove myself from the chaos. I choose to stay humble. I choose to stay within my own love, my own light. So that's kind of what has been shifting my perspective, my feelings, my emotions, my energy. And it's wild. It's extremely beautifully, crazy beautiful wild. And I can't explain it half of the time, but maybe I don't have to. Maybe some of you who are listening just get it. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today. The magic of what the world can give you. The magic of what universe offers us every single day in our lives. Yet sometimes we don't see it because we're moving so fast and we're taking ourselves out of those moments. Because sometimes we're so fixated on the 3D. I want $100 million right now. That'll fix everything. I don't even look at those things anymore. The things I used to wish for, hope for, desire for, they're not even on my list. I don't even connect to much of that in my life anymore. Happiness. I desire happiness, authenticity, soul connections, conversations, learning, healing, growing, feeling, living in the moments, present in the moments, not just for myself, but to others. Connections. The magic of adventures. Challenging myself in any way I know I can and I'm ready for. And that also includes inner knowing, trusting my intuition, not forcing myself to get 8 million projects done in a row. They're all going to get done. They are getting done. And I'm flourishing within. And that's an amazing gift I'm giving myself every day. And I'm living it every single day in some magical way, whether grand or minute. It doesn't even matter. Because every morning I wake up with gratitude, and every night I go to bed with even more gratitude for my day. So you see, it's all about changing your perspective. We're not technically looking for magic as if it's something above and beyond our reach, our sight, but it's really about the feelings within, seeing things beyond what they are. So in my everyday life, in my past, I couldn't see beyond the veil. I could only feel the darkness within. Therefore, this projected outwardly to everything around me is what felt, is what I saw as darkness. Everything was against me, that victim mentality. But now, because everything is different, everything has changed for me and continues to change the more I do the work within, I feel and see the magic around me, the happiness, the love, the light, the joy, even through the darkest times, even through those moments where they catch you off guard. Because you have to remember, you're on your own journey, but that also means everybody else is on their own journey. So pay attention closely and understand that you cannot change other people's journeys for them. You can only change yours. And if that's your mindset where you're trying to change everyone else, then more likely than not, you're not changing your own. Because sometimes people find it easier to focus on others rather than themselves. And I was one of them. I can take accountability for that. I own that. But in order for me to change that, I had to take accountability. So I'm not out here trying to change the world. I have to change myself first. So because I choose love, you may listen to what I'm saying and say, no thanks. That's unbelievable. That's naivety. And that may be true for you, but that's yours. That's your judgment. That's your life. And I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to just continue to live mine and share the story of how my life has truly transformed and continues to transform and change because I'm working on me and everything around me is now different. And I love those differences because I love my differences. I love everything about me. And it's such a very, very different feeling. And I was just in deep reflection sharing with a friend the other day what my life looked like a year ago. And here I thought, well, I was doing the work. I was hunkering down and still amongst the chaos, especially at my job. And I was surrounded by a lot of different energies, but I was focused. I was removing myself from energies I wasn't aligned to. I was giving myself a lot of rest and I was listening to my intuition and not forcing things and pressuring myself to get things done. And by doing so, it also felt like I was in stagnation for a very long period of time. But in reality, when I reflected back to a year ago, I was still in my ego. I was still comparing myself to others' journeys. I was impatient with my own journey of desiring more for myself. The what ifs are why not or why hasn't this happened yet? So it was a great reflection to see where I was then to where I'm at now. And there's still so much growing and so much healing going on within me that sometimes I need those moments to kind of slap me in the face and say, hey, look how far you've come. And oh, I didn't realize I was still in my ego in that sense, but I was. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have things mirrored back to me so I can see that, so I can understand it, and so I can accept and embrace the fact that I was where I was and I am where I'm at now. And I'm grateful. I'm always grateful for the lessons, the good, the bad, the ugly, the sad. I may not like to be in those moments sometimes, but I do know that my resilience will get me back up. I know that I will have a greater day the next day moving forward. It's all about perspective, mindset, shifting, reflection, and accountability. So you see, what's not magical about that? When you're able to reflect and see and acknowledge and embrace everything, everything that's going on within you and everything that's transpiring around you. As I was re-listening while I'm recording, obviously you won't know this, but I will share that I'm under the weather terribly. I have a chest cold. And part of my podcast in the beginning was recorded a couple days ago when I was feeling much better. So my voice and my volume are changing and shifting throughout this episode. So bear with me, but I wanted to explain that I too have my bad days. And when I realize that I'm sick, it's telling me that I need more rest. And I know being back at school, being around a lot of new bodies, being a teacher, that it comes with the territory that I'm not perfectly healthy, but also because we just had the biggest heat wave in a long time, and my body, my asthma cannot adjust well to the high temperatures that drop suddenly to lower temperatures. So it's been a struggle, but I'm still fighting it. I'm still here and I'm still loving it. But I acknowledge this as I was listening and kind of understanding, like, I wonder what it's like for others to listen to me as I go up in my volume and vibrations, and then I'm dropping down to this much lower tone. And it's more so because I'm struggling with talking and breathing. I thank you for your patience, as I too hold patience for myself. But I know that I desire to get this episode completed and not rushed through. So I could have easily done this on Friday after work, but I chose to rest. I chose to just relax, shut my mind off, do some yoga and meditation, and then obviously self-care. And then yesterday, since we are talking about magical days, I had our annual breast cancer softball tournament that happens once a year. And although I knew I wasn't feeling good, I knew that I could at any moment say, hey, just sit me out this game or sit me out this half and let me just be me. And that's what I did. I ended up only playing one game out of our three, but I was okay with it. I acknowledged the fact that I couldn't breathe. I acknowledged the fact that my energy was low and that our team captain really wanted to win. So I told her, I said, just sit me out. No worries. I'm cool cheering everyone else on. And I had a blast doing that. And as I was walking home from an amazing day, I didn't stick around like I normally do because I knew I just needed to go home and lay down and relax. So as I was walking home, though, something caught my eye. Something magical caught my eye. And it was this butterfly. And I know you're thinking, well, they're everywhere. And you're right. But again, because I'm talking about the magic of my life, I've never seen this butterfly before. And it was black, but with a lot of white spots at the tips of the wing. And it kept reappearing in front of me as I'm walking down my street. And it would disappear, and I would try to find it. I couldn't. And then I'd look forward as I was walking, and it would reappear again. And it did this 3 or 4 times. And I just smiled. And it was like, thank you. That's all I could say was thank you. Thank you for this gift on the way home. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to magic, is on my way home, I was just holding such gratitude for an amazing day, for a beautiful day. It wasn't too hot. Did we wish the sun would come out a little bit more? Yes, but it still was a perfect day. And it was fun. It was fun connecting with new people. It was fun reconnecting with old people and running into people from my past and holding conversations and listening in such a different way and hearing their stories and hearing their journeys. And I just reflected upon that as I was walking home with such gratitude. And I was looking forward to just taking a shower and doing a breathing treatment, just having what I call, you know, a fun meal, a splurge meal, a meal that I technically shouldn't have, but I don't care. I deserved it. So I ordered takeout and enjoyed every part of it. And then took a nap and then ended up taking some NyQuil and went to bed very, very early, but I knew my body needed it. And I slept. I slept 9 hours and I woke up and I still wasn't feeling 100%. Still having a hard time breathing, but I'm still okay. I'm alive. I'm happy. It's gorgeous outside. And I knew I wanted to get to this podcast because this is where I connect the most. And it raises my vibrations even when I'm feeling low in vibration. And so I got to reflect as I re-listened. It just dawned on me how much my tone and my volume and everything changes and shifts. Kind of like my life has this past year, let alone past 3 years of my self-healing journey, is the shifts, the transformations, the growth, even the pauses, the stagnations, or what we call, you know, the downward spirals, the moments where you're hit deep with reflection and darkness, but not to stay there forever unless you choose to, rather to reflect deeply within and see what lessons you can learn from those moments. Because to me, universe is always giving us opportunities to learn the lessons, to go within, self-reflect, and ask ourselves, where is it that I need to grow a little bit more, I need to heal a little bit more, or where I need to put more love into my own self? And like I said earlier, that on one of my self-reflection moments, I realized a year ago I was in my ego. I didn't see that then. I didn't understand it or connect to it. Whereas now I do, and I was like, okay, I get it. That makes sense. So now it's time to relearn the lesson. And I'm definitely in a different place, in a different state of mind. Am I perfect? Nope. But we aren't striving to be perfect. That's impossible. We're just going to wear ourselves out if that was the case. I don't want to strive to perfection, but I want to learn and grow every single day of my life. Because what I'm doing is I'm allowing myself to grow for me, not for others, for myself, where I'm creating union within my own self. I'm desiring myself and loving myself in such a way I never allowed myself to do, which means that now I can allow others to do for me the same way. And if they can't, I can make that choice to remove myself from those people, from those situations, from anything that does not align to me, that does not align to my truest self. And that is okay to make those choices for yourself. Does it mean forever? No, maybe not. Only time will tell. This is where I'm at in my life and my journey. And this is how I find the magic in my everyday. So I too hope you can find the magic all around you. Because it starts and begins within you.